This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Lawrence Jackson, and I'm a professor of English and African American Studies at Emory University. My new book is called The Indignant Generation, A Narrative History of African American Writers and Critics, 1934 to 1960. There were so many loose ends. You know, there were so many people that were hugely significant in Ellison's formation, and they were just sort of like gone without a trace. And so I was looking for competent literary histories and intellectual histories, and there were certainly several things that dealt with the Harlem Renaissance. And then as I was finishing the Ellison work, there were more things that were coming out about the Black Arts Movement. But there was very little about what took place in between, and people weren't sure about the relationship of creative writers during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and their relationship with the folks from the 1960s. So what I wanted to do basically was just to try to bring together, in a certain kind of coherent narrative, what the writers had been doing, and to talk about their ties, particularly with the 60s generation, I mean, particularly with the young people, the people who were being educated in the 50s and then go on to careers in the 60s. I wanted to talk about the sort of transformative social energy that is very easy to identify in the 1960s, and perhaps for us at least, rather difficult to understand when it's percolating in the 40s and 50s. In 1940 or so, Ralph Ellison was writing Richard Wright, and he talked about the indignant consciousness of Wright's chief character and native son, Bigger Thomas. And the idea of indignation seemed to me to characterize the work of writers who basically were formed out of different left-wing political and cultural movements, but including the Communist Party, the National Negro Congress, and the Popular Front efforts of the second half of the 1930s. And this indignation that you see heavily in social realist writers sort of is carried over or alive and well as their literary statements become more complicated and refined in terms of formal expression, and as they move in a direction that includes radical social protest, but also has very determined claims for achieving the achievement of enduring high art. And then this indignation especially continues after the end of the Second World War, you know, I mean, which is people think of as definitely a war for freedom for African Americans. It's victory abroad and victory at home. It's supposed to be a double V kind of war. It helps to collect the idea of the frustrations that they experience after the Second World War is over. And then even with the success of the 1954 Brown decision, it also invokes the frustrations that they have at the all deliberate speed, you know, sort of clause of the famous Earl Warren decision. And this, the slowness of racial transformation at the during the second half of the 1950s, that is very much the seedbed for the dissenters who will reach center stage by the middle 1960s. You know, I think that that indignant quality really seems to characterize the attitudes that they cultivated and shared, you know, sort of during a 25-year period.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.